Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bye, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
What's up, Kevin Jackson Show listeners, Christ followers more than likely, Christians, sometimes we call ourselves, conservatives. I think it's built in, baked in to the word of conservative. I don't know that you're a church goer every week, or in these times where going to church is sacrilegious, where they will take down your license plate and put you on a list to be flogged or waterboarded. Yeah, I understand if you're not going, but maybe you're listening online. You certainly have a belief in God, right? Something that, you know, that drives you, that's at your center core. Yeah, that's what we're called, though. We're called Christians, Christ followers. Or, as the left likes to call us, deplorables. Yeah, we're deplorables. I even hear that we are prudes. Have you heard that? Sanctimonious prudes, you Christians out there. You people that live to a higher standard. And it's funny to me because I chuckle a little bit, because when somebody sees that you're living to a higher standard, like you have your children. I had a person tell me this. I make my kids say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am. You know, what a guy comes up, is you're like, well, why do you do that? And I go, because it's a sign of respect. Yeah, but I mean, come on, man. I mean, yeah. And they were trying to talk me out of how to raise my own kids. And finally I said, listen, I don't talk you out of raising your little heathens. I'm not sitting here. Your children are wild children. They might as well be raised by wolves. But you never heard me come up and say, hey, listen, I would have spanked his little butt for that. Or I would have disciplined him for that. Your children, for all intents and purposes, give them an AK-47 and a road to prison. I mean, your kids are horrible. And yet you want to tell me how to raise mine? Why don't you shut up and leave me alone? I'm going to raise my kids the way I raise my kids. Y'all think I'm joking. There are a lot of people out there laughing. My producers are going, Kevin, no, you didn't. Yes, I did. I watched this guy. Oh, now listen, you shouldn't hit your sister in the face with a rake. She's going to have to give you time out, you know. Now, I'm joking about that, but, you know, these kids are hooligans. They're hooligans. My kids are very respectful. I'll tell you how respectful they are. My youngest son has a buddy. And his parents came to me one day, very recently, and they said, Kevin, we love when our son is with Collier. And I said, really? Well, you know, we appreciate your son, you know. And they go, why is that? They go, well, he's a very mannerable kid, you know. And I said, well, I appreciate that. And they said, our son has bad influences from other family members, and he has a tendency to, you know, he's gotten into some trouble. Now, you might say, Kevin, why do you have your son hanging around a kid? Because he's not a bad kid. He's had some bad influences. But here's what I told his parents. I said, just so we're clear, I said, you see the best of my child when he's with you. But I see the best of your child when he's with me. In other words, when they do the sleepover thing, we see the best in each other, in each other's kids. Don't worry, your kid's a good kid. Now, does he need to get away from some of those influences? He absolutely does. Now, and I know what their son did to get in trouble and why they're saying this. And my son told me what he did. And I said, you know exactly what would happen to you if you did that, right? And he's like, oh, yeah, Dad, I know. So he would never do it. No, I know he wouldn't. I'm not one of these parents that's like, oh, yeah, and my kid would never do it. I'm not that. There are things that if you told me my kid, I'll go, oh, yeah, yep, he did it. Yep. But anyway, but he is a good kid. But what I wanted to say to them is, my kid is going to be better around you, and your kid's better around me. Your kid is much more mannerable around me than when I see him with you. Now, my kid is not much more mannerable. He may up it a little bit, but he doesn't have to up it very much, because there's a demand in his household that he be respectful. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, let me get back to being Christians. So, you know, and I don't know what I was trying to allude to. Obviously, being around good people will help you out. But I hear that we are prudes. Because we live, oh, I know what I was talking about. Because we raise our kids right. So we're prudes because we you know, we don't steal. You know, we don't litter. We don't do the, you know, I remember, you know, my kid would, I would be holding a wrapper from gum. And my son would say, well, just throw it away. And I go, I'm going to throw it away as soon as I find a trash can. Oh, and this is at a very young age. You know, we clean this up. We go stay at a person's house. We strip the bed, get it ready for laundry. That room is cleaner than when we got there. And I could go on. So we're prudes, right? Well, we're not prudes. Not at all. I live a righteous life, but I'm a flawed dude. You guys have heard me say this. And why do I tell you this? I tell you this because you're flawed too. None of us. I mean, we live good, wholesome lives. Sometimes with devious thoughts. Let me tell you, look at it. Just pick up the news any given day. And if you don't want to do some damage to some people, good for you. I'm glad God works on you better than he does me. Because I want to hurt some leftists from time to time. These Antifa people, watching people punch old folks, just walking down the street, beating up people because of their color. Are you kidding? I want to hit a button, put myself in that situation, and go to knocking heads. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. I remember that song from when I was a kid, but I swear there are days I have to sing that song because, boy, I have no way wanting to be Christ-like. There is no turning the other cheek. But the point is, look, we're not prudes. We're not perfect. We're not even sanctimonious, but they want us to believe that. Oh, you're too sanctimonious. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Too sanctimonious. Because I live life to a standard? Anyway, you know the old saying, I occasionally abandon God, but God never abandons me. And that is the truth, because I'm telling you, I am so blessed, and so are you. We're blessed to live in this country and to be watching what's going on go on. I know it is difficult. Man, you're out there going, God, Kevin, are we winning? Are we ever going to win? Well, if you're so interested in the battle, maybe you're not winning. I think we're winning battles, too, even though, God, what is up with Justice Roberts? This dude is a... Oof. We don't control the courts, in case you guys haven't figured that out. Donald Trump has to replace at least one more justice, and possibly two. So let's keep our fingers crossed on that one. Ruth Bader, you know, she's difficult to spot these days. By the way, Donald Trump Jr. went after Joe Biden, and he was asking the question, where's Joe? You know, we'll get to that another time. But I still want to talk about Christianity more and, you know, this being the idea that we're prudes. Unfortunately, I have to talk about it a little later.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You are asking people whose communities have been looted for decades, who don't have proper schools, who don't have proper amenities, who have been, when we see someone killed by the police, that is the worst manifestation of police violence. But it doesn't get to the daily police violence that doesn't end in death, the daily degradations that Black Americans face, the fact that these communities have been preyed upon by predatory lenders. You know, it goes on and on. And so when we think about how someone taking an act to take something from some big box name store, it is symbolic. That one pair of shoes that you've stolen from, Foot Locker is not going to change your life, but it is a symbolic taking. And so when we think about what the social contract was and who created it, it is that if you follow the rules, if you do the right things, then you will be able to access an equal society. And that has never been true for Black Americans, and particularly for the lowest income, most segregated Black Americans. So you cannot regularly not include them in the social contract, regularly violate the promises that this country makes to Americans, and then at this moment in time say, well, you should abide by the laws and the rules of our country because that's the right thing to do. There's no reason to expect that people who have regularly been left out will comply with this right now.
People who have regularly been left out. I want you to understand, well, first of all, welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. And that was Nicole Hannah Jones, founder of the 1619 movement, who says that the United States didn't start in 1776. It started in 1619 when the first slaves were brought over. By the way, first slave owner was a guy by the name of Anthony Johnson, who was a black man. But she's not going to tell you that part. But what she wants you to understand is that we black folks have been left out of the social contracts, excluded from the social contract. I don't know about you, boy, but I would love to see more blacks prominently. You know, for example, when are we going to get a black president? When are we going to get blacks that are running organizations, running companies, running multinationals? Black CEOs. When will America finally wake up and give us a black CEO? I just want to know. I'm asking this question for a friend. Because I know people across the pond are all in Europe and Asia. They're like, man, America needs to wake up. Black people have a lot to offer. They could, if they let black people play professional sports, what would their sports programs look like if they let blacks play? If blacks could be more than 68% of the NFL. Boy, what would that do for the sport? Woo! If blacks could be more than 80% of the NBA, man, who knows what the NBA would become? Woo-hoo! It's just so much keeping a brother down these days. Blacks can't speak out? Isn't it amazing? I don't know about you, but I'm tired of seeing blacks only be janitors and dishwashers and short order fry cooks and things like that. I'm tired of seeing black women working in white women's homes, serving, you know, taking care of their snotty nosed little kids. I'm tired of all that. Yeah, we got to do something. Well, I don't know. You guys got any suggestions? I mean, maybe we should get somebody like, you know, that would break into Hollywood and get away from all these blaxploitation roles where all we do is play pimps and prostitutes. I'm sure somebody will come along one day. Maybe, I don't know, maybe his name will be something like something weird like Denzel, you know, or maybe an Isaiah Washington will play some role. I don't know. Maybe there will be some black actors that get good roles. Maybe we will finally see more black actors on TV and have TV shows, sitcoms, things like this. And again, maybe they'll play doctors and lawyers like on ER or The Cosby Show. Maybe that type of thing will happen if we could finally just get America to a point where they respected black folks. Like an Oprah Winfrey or somebody. I mean, is there not an example that we can have that will make white people wake up and understand what's going on, how important we are to the culture? I mean, do I really need to go into music? I'm sick of Lawrence Welk. I'm sick of Perry Como. I'm sick of all the Bing Crosbys and the white crew. I mean, can black people not have a label? Can we not get our own music? Can we not have our own couture, white people? Please, let us survive in this godforsaken country that keeps its foot on our necks. Jeez. You just won't let us do anything. Can we not get a billionaire rap or hip-hop guy? Why do y'all hate hip-hop so much? Why do you hate rap music? Why can't you just let us do our thing? Hey, and you know what really bugs me? You won't let us live anywhere we want to live. Black people got to live in the black part. I mean, Don't you dare try to live in the Upper East Side of Central Park, or, you know, or live in some gated community in Hollywood. They won't let black people live there. You white folks, you got everything and you don't even recognize it, and black people can't get to none of it. We can't drive fancy cars. We can't. Do I need to go into the Oscars? Oscars so white. Do I really need to tell you white folks how you are with your awards? You don't want to give awards to black people. Oh, yeah, so what? You give us a bunch of money. You give us millions of dollars. But we don't win your awards. I know. The NFL, you give young black men in the NBA and the NFL, you give them millions of dollars. But how many coaches are there? Ain't no... Well, there are some black coaches. Well, there's a few, but why are there not more? And what about black owners? What about black owners? And we all know God is white, right? Y'all owe... Why can't you just let a couple of pictures of Jesus be black? I mean, come on. Y'all are just takers. You white folks are just... I see why you feel guilty. I see why you call me up. And you feel guilty. I get it. Because there are just not enough examples of black people being successful in this country. Not enough. No. We don't dominate enough stuff. Beyonce. You're going to bring up Beyonce, huh, white girl? Yeah. Why are you going to bring up Beyonce? Who else is out there that's singing and doing good? Are there other black people singing and making money? Huh? Talk what you know, white person. Don't just bring up Beyonce. Okay, I know her husband, Jay-Z. I know you got all the Beastie... Well, not the Beastie Boys. They're white. You got all them other black rappers out there doing stuff. I get it. But hey, you know my point. My bigger point is black people can't make it in the music industry. That's the bigger point. And you know it and I know it. We all know it. Black people can't make it in accounting. We can't make it in business. We can't make it in engineering. We can't make it in the sciences. None of it. Medicine, attorneys, why don't y'all let us get, can't we all just get along? Why don't y'all let us get ahead, white people? I know why you feel guilty, because you're stopping us. You got your foot, your boot on our throats. I'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says monthly payments under the expanded child tax credit will start going out today. Speaking at the White House, Biden calls this another giant step toward ending child poverty. Biden saying the money being sent out is historic in what it will do for the economy.
I believe this is actually a historic day. Historic day in the sense that we continue to build an economy that respects recognizes the dignity of working class families.
The tax credits of either $300 or $250 will roughly go to 39 million households, and that will happen on the 15th of every month automatically. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is not a fan of the latest spending plan put forth by Democrats. The Kentucky Republican saying the country is already dealing with inflation and a $3.5 trillion budget is completely inappropriate. USA Radio News. The state of Texas is dealing with a stalled special legislative session, a surge of illegal immigrants crossing the border, and rising coronavirus numbers. Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz is blaming the surge at the border for the increase in COVID cases.
Most of these illegal immigrants coming in haven't been vaccinated. They're being put in cages with other people who are COVID positive. They're spreading COVID and then releasing COVID in our communities.
Cuban-American rapper and pop star Pitbull is calling for the world to support anti-communism protesters in Cuba.
People that we're so proud of, people such as Jeff Bezos, Cuban-American, graduated from a high school in Miami, built one of the biggest companies in the world, the richest man in the world. He's somebody that can get involved and really help us on what we got. All we can do is create awareness.
Pitbull posting a two-minute video on Wednesday that he called a message to the world. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You are asking people who communities have been looted for decades, who don't have proper schools, who don't have proper amenities, who have been, when we see someone killed by the police, that is the worst manifestation of police violence. But it doesn't get to the daily police violence that doesn't end in death, the daily degradations that Black Americans face. The fact that these communities have been preyed upon by predatory lenders, it goes on and on. And so when we think about how someone taking an act to take something from some big box name store, it is symbolic. That one pair of shoes that you've stolen from, Foot Locker is not going to change your life, but it is a symbolic taking. And so when we think about what the social contract was and who created it, it is that if you follow the rules, if you do the right things, then you will be able to access an equal society. And that has never been true for Black Americans, and particularly for the lowest income, most segregated Black Americans. So you cannot regularly not include them in the social contract, regularly violate the promises that this country makes to Americans, and then at this moment in time say, well, you should abide by the laws and the rules of our country because that's the right thing to do. There's no reason to expect that people who have regularly been left out will comply with this right now.
I keep playing this same clip because I want you to understand what Nicole Hannah-Jones thinks about the Black condition. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. For those of you who missed it, you left us, you brain-dead morons out there that occasionally listen to the program, the previous segment was sarcasm. Yeah, the idea that white people have stopped Black people from doing anything, becoming anything. The number of things that we dominate. You know what we don't dominate, what Black people do not dominate? We do not dominate in critical thinking. Because if we did, we would stop complaining and we would take advantage of the best country in the world. But here's Nicole Hannah-Jones, who says, no, America was founded in 1619, built on the backs of slaves, and we now have a social contract that doesn't allow for Blacks to do anything. We can't be successful in anything. I mean, I want you to understand the level of pessimism you have to have the millions of examples around you of Black people being successful, happy, pursuing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness per the Bill of Rights, and they can't see it. For her, it's dense as fog. Can't see her own hand in front of her face. She says, you're asking people whose communities have been looted for decades, schools, amenities, daily degradation, predatory lenders. So when we loot and when we steal, it's symbolic. For the record, folks, we got a lot to talk about. I'll be talking about this whole Senate hearing. I'm not going to be a one-trick pony, but I do want to teach you something about the craziness of black leftism and leftism in particular, because it is the white enablers that have completely poisoned the minds of people like Nicole Hannah-Jones to the point where they can't even see straight. They can't even make logical sense of any of this. They can't do any kind of critical thinking, because if they did, they would go, wait a minute, how can I be talking about Louis? You would think we were in the time of Jim Crow and black people are getting German Shepherds sicked on them in water cannons every time we leave the house. Of course, cops are trying to kill us, if you listen to LeBron, the minute we leave our homes. But LeBron won't tell you, no, black people are trying to kill you the minute you leave your home and the minute you try to come back to it. He won't tell you that. Predatory lenders, everything this woman talks about, every aspect of the black condition, you want to know who set it up? The very people she votes for. The so-called enablers are really slick. Let me tell you what they do. They're like a submissive in a bondage scenario. The submissive really holds the power. They really do. The guy who thinks he's in control because he's the one saying, do this, do that, it's a submissive. They pretend to be submissive. Oh, you poor black people, we submit to you. You're a man. Oh my gosh, you have all these problems. Let us help you with these problems. May I serve you, master? And you know who's really the master? That person. That's the one that's coming to you going, Kevin, you poor thing. Yeah, what? Huh? How can I help? Trust me, their bank account's getting fatter than your bank account when they want to help. They play the submissive role. They're not submissive at all. They are dominating you. They are over the top of you. She's talking about it's a symbolic theft when they go in and take a TV. It's not going to change their lives if they get those Jordans or whatever. It's symbolic. Yeah, it's symbolic. We're getting something back from the man. Who is the freaking man? Who is the institutional racist that you speak of? We our neighborhoods have been devastated. Decades of it. Schools and amenities. Who put you in those schools and amenities? Who? See, when they are forced to answer that question, they know it's themselves. They vote for the very people that put them into those things. Won't even give another person a shot. Oh, I know. Charlemagne the God, he had Joe Biden on. And what did Joe Biden do? He punked him. You ain't black. When I was growing up, if a white dude had said that to you, we would have been going to blows. Luckily, Joe Biden was on Skype. Secret Service would have to pull a black dude off of Joe Biden for saying, you ain't black. How dare you? Yo, decrepit, brain-dead, moron, white boy. Shut up. That's what I would have told him. I would have had zero respect for Joe Biden in that call. I would have said, I would have been deferential to this point. With all due respect, you're a freaking moron. That would have been my word. You don't get my vote. And you certainly ain't getting it with a statement like that. And I hope the 4 million people that listen to my program feel the same way. I'm pretty sure they do, brain-dead Joe. Joey Fingers. Talking about predatory lending. She says, if you follow the rules, you should. She says, we believe that if we follow the rules, black folks, that we would have equal access in society. But that's not for blacks. And then she makes a distinction. I'm talking about the lowest level of blacks. Let me tell you something, Nicole Hannah-Jones. The lowest level of society rarely has equal access to anything. You think people living on the street, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, whatever, you think they have equal access to everything? Of course not. If you want to tell me that the average person living life, going out, doing a job, etc., doesn't have access to everything, I'll call you a liar. They may not want it. They may not know how to get it. But let me tell you something. In America, you can figure out how to get whatever you want. I told my kids a very simple thing. I said, I'll give you ways that you never have to worry about getting a job. Never. I'll tell you. I'll share it with you. Most of you that know, that listen to the program, you've probably heard me say this. I said, I can guarantee you in a job interview how you get a job. You want to know what it is? You ready? You go in, you do your research on the company. You're prepared. And when you meet with HR, you say, here's what I've learned about your company. You have a problem in this area. If you will give me an opportunity in this area, and you, I will work for minimum wage for the period of 90 days where you can hire or fire me. If I'm able to solve that problem or show that I'm moving in the direction of getting that problem solved, and I can show you the level of work ethic that I'm going to bring to your organization, will you then consider a salary commensurate with my, you know, with my performance? I said, that'll get you a job. Now, if you're lucky enough to talk to the CEO of the company and you say this to him, sir, I've studied your company. I see a few areas where I believe I can be of assistance. Here's a couple that I've outlined. If you will put me in any one of these roles, I will absolutely promise you, and by the way, same thing, for whatever money that beyond, you know, at minimum wage or wherever you decide, I will take that job for that position for 90 days. You can evaluate my performance. If I'm performing to the level that you deem appropriate, please keep me on, and I will figure out ways to ultimately solve that problem. If not, we will agree at that time that it's been a great opportunity to have a shot, and I'll move on. I said, I don't know. I know a lot of CEOs. I don't know of one who would not give you a job, who wouldn't say, you know what? I don't know whether we have a problem in that area or not, but I'm going to bring you on, and we're going to figure something out. But see, black kids are taught victimhood and, you know, all this stuff that's going on with George Floyd is all about victimhood. And here's what's funny. While the Senate hearings are going on, we're talking about the highest level of criminality being perpetrated on one of America's most iconic citizens, Donald Trump. And these clowns are talking about police brutality at the black level. You're watching police brutality at the highest level that's completely being overlooked because it's a rich white man. If this were happening to Obama, they'd be tearing apart the Department of Justice. They'd be outraged. We would want to have hearings. Every white leftist on the planet would want to get to the end of it. But they won't hear.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The guy's name is Eric Hoffer, and he made this comment. He says, you can discover what your enemy fears most by observing the means he uses to frighten you. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. Let me just say that again. You can discover what your enemy fears most by observing the means he uses to frighten you. That's a powerful thing when you think about it.
And it's so very true. Because look at what the left does. They threaten you with the economy. They fear Trump's good economy. So they threaten you with a bad economy. They tell you that Donald Trump is evil, that he colludes with the Russians, right? In effect, what they're telling you is the Democrats are very opposite. They tell you what they want you to hear and what they want you to believe in their fake narrative because they are telling you about themselves. It is the insight into themselves. That's all that Eric Hoffer is saying. The Democrats are giving you insight into their own fears, into their own maladies, their frailties, etc. In this case, they're lies. That's what they're doing. Trevor Noah said this. He said, racism is like the corn syrup of society. It's in everything. Now, he thinks that's profound. It was meant to be funny. I think it's very stupid. I don't think Trevor Noah has an ounce of talent. I don't. I would do a show. You know what would be a successful show? If you did nothing except pick apart Trevor Noah's show, would be a more successful show than his show. If the left actually let you know the real numbers, if they were to do a show with Trevor Noah, I would do a show right after Trevor Noah's that mocked his show. My show would be immensely more popular. That's how stupid the guy is. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is because a friend of mine tweeted that, and he says, now this is a guy, an immigrant of apartheid from South Africa, raised by a single mother, comes to the United States, gets rich and famous, lives in a $20.5 million Malibu mansion, and complains about racism in America. See, that's the level of stupidity, the level of ignorance that the Democrats have. And they want you to feel this, folks. See, I've asked this question of a few leftists recently. I said, imagine, it was a statement, but there's a question in it. It says, imagine being so scared you avoid reason, logic, and real intellect. Real intellect. You don't want to hear anything contrary to what you believe. Trevor Noah says racism is the corn syrup of society. It's in everything. He is a biracial kid from a country that suffers from apartheid, raised by a single mother. I believe she's black. He's white. The father was white. He gets famous, has a $20-plus million mansion, and he complains about the lap of luxury he lives in a country that accepted and embraced him. But he wants you to know about all that racism. So what's his real fear? Because let me tell you what Trevor Noah made his money on. He made his money on saying negative things about this country. That's why I tell you guys all the time, I could have been a very wealthy guy by just doing what Trevor Noah did. If I stopped this very moment and start talking smack about America, my financial outlook would absolutely improve. But let me tell you what Trevor Noah fears. He fears exclusion. He fears being ostracized. He fears abandonment. He fears losing all that loot. That's what he fears. Let me ask you this, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Do you fear conversing with a fellow conservative and finding out that you have a different opinion about something? Maybe they've never shot a gun, so they go, look, I would never want you to take away your Second Amendment rights, but I don't understand guns. And you go, oh, really? Would you feel like, oh, that's an uncomfortable conversation. I can't have that conversation. Or maybe it's a woman or a man, and they go, you know, I do see the rationale behind feminism. I think that women have gotten an unfair shake in many aspects in America. Would you fear that conversation, or would you go, really? Could you expound on that? I agree in certain points. I don't agree in others. Can we have those discussions? Maybe you are a pro-choice conservative, and you say, you know, while I do understand life begins at conception, I do believe that people have the ability to choose what they want to do. We make choices all the time, right and wrong. I don't think we can legislate or you know, try to make anyone say, this is the way I'm going to treat a baby. We can think of it however we want, but we can't legislate that. So I'm pro-choice. Would you be able to have, if you're pro-life, would you be able to have a reasonable conversation and say, well, I see your point on this or that? Or do you ostracize? Do you abandon? Do you go, I'm going to shut you down and you ain't going to never make another dime in your whole life? Because see, what Trevor Noah's really telling you is, if I don't say this kind of stuff, I lose my money. See, I tweeted that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks. I will stick by that comment to the day that I die. Oh, Kevin, if you take it back, I bet Fox, if you fall on the sword. You know what? If you go out and you apologize right now and you say, these dang-gum Republicans, and I hate them, these conservatives, Fox would have me back on so fast, it would make your head spin. For all of you guys out there that like Fox, I'm telling you, as God is my witness, if I recanted, if I said, I've changed, man, I've seen the light, I was at this and that, and I let the producers know, and I let the management team of Fox know, man, let me tell you something. They would have me back on so fast, it would be insane. Yeah. Leftists are dangerous, folks, because they repress their fears. They're truly afraid to speak their minds, so they do what's worse. They give in to the evil around them. They pretend to support racism and the abject stupidity of their peers, and it has become a religion of lies. That's all it is. They know black lives don't matter any more than other lives. All lives matter more. All lives matter. They know how racist it is to say something that stupid, but they say it. They say it. Leftist folks are race pimps and profiteers, and they say, you have white silence. They say, your silence is it indicts you. You should be speaking out. Your silence let me tell you what your silence is. Your silence is cowardice, because it isn't that you should be speaking out against the atrocities. You should be speaking out saying, I dismiss your atrocities towards blacks. What are you talking about? Black people, sadly, have been put into a situation where they have high criminality. They are not bad people, but you put them in circumstances that make it appear that way. And then you foment it. You throw fuel on the fire. You'll even create it where it doesn't exist. You will create fake lynchings and fake N-word call-outs or whatever. There's a site, websites dedicated to these frauds. Because you want this narrative to be true. You know what black folks want? If you left them alone and let them essentially ascend to wherever their good nature is, they would be fine as a race of people, as a culture of Americans. But you don't want to do that. That's what you should be telling to these white enablers and to black leftists. You should say to a black leftist, I don't care what you say about me. You want to look at my skin color and say I'm oppressing you? I've oppressed nobody in my life, and I'll be doggone if you're going to be the person that makes me feel bad about the life that I've led. I don't know any white person on the planet who chose to be white. Yeah, I'll say it again. I don't know any white person on the planet who selected it. So there you go. Dangerous people, these leftists. And the race pimps, that's who they are, quite frankly. These are race pimps that are allowing black folks to essentially profit off of the misery that the very people they vote for have created. And then I want you to understand how bad it is. Those black folks then get mad at me. People like me. Because we dare tell the truth about stuff. We dare say, I will tell you right now, I'll go to my grave complaining about blacks. And I hope one day, I don't think it's going to happen in my lifetime, but I hope one day black folks wake up and go, you're not going to, this is never going to happen. You're never going to convince me to feel bad about who I am in this country, etc. It may very well happen in my lifetime. I think it could. I know I'm going to certainly do my part to make that happen, but I tell you what, there are many days I go, I don't know that this is ever going to work, but doesn't matter to me. That doesn't mean I have to stop the fight. Got to leave it there.
This is is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.